PTE Practice Listening Test 3. Copyright 2020 by Exam Sam Study Aids and Media. These recordings may not be copied. Play the entire recording continuously. The appropriate timings are given on the recording. Item 1. Beginning in 12 seconds.
As teachers, you'll quickly realize that students are individuals, each operating at different levels of ability. For some students, this might mean that they are operating above the average ability level of their contemporaries, while for others, they may be functioning at a level that is below average. Then, too, there are the students who are in what can be called a comfort zone. These students are learning at the optimum learning level. They're being challenged and learning new things, but yet they don't feel overwhelmed or inundated by the new information. The onus falls on us as teachers not only to work out how best to design the curriculum, but also how to structure classroom learning activities that are going to challenge the maximum amount of students. The strategy of question adjustment can be deployed to help bridge the gap between those students with low readiness and those with high readiness. Now, who can explain the concept of question adjustment?
Question adjustment means that the teacher will ask questions at a variety of different levels of difficulty. There will be some so-called easy questions to build the confidence of the students who are less ready. And then there will also be some really difficult questions which are supposed to stretch the more capable students who are the most ready.
Now write your summary. You have 10 minutes to finish this task. You will hear a beep when the 10 minutes are up. You may now begin the task. Item 2, beginning in 12 seconds.
Cancer, a group of more than 100 different types of disease, occurs when cells in the body begin to divide abnormally and continue dividing and forming more cells without control or order. Importantly, all internal organs of the body consist of cells, which normally divide to produce more cells when the body requires them. This is a natural, orderly process that keeps human beings healthy. However, if a cell divides when it is not necessary, a large growth called a tumor can form. These tumors can usually be removed, and in many cases, they do not come back. Unfortunately, in some cases, the cancer from the original tumor spreads. The spread of cancer in this way is called metastasis. There are some factors which are known to increase the risk of cancer. Smoking is the largest single cause of death from cancer in the United States. 1/3 of the deaths from cancer each year are related to smoking, making tobacco use the most preventable cause of death in this country. Choice of food can also be linked to cancer. Research shows that there is a link between high-fat food and certain cancers, and being seriously overweight is also a cancer risk. Cancer risk can therefore be reduced by cutting down on fatty food and eating generous amounts of fruit and vegetables. Skin cancer is the most common type of cancer for both men and women. Repeated exposure to the sun, through sunbathing for example, greatly increases a person's chance of developing this kind of cancer.
Now write your summary. You have 10 minutes to finish this task. You will hear a beep when the 10 minutes are up. You may now begin the task. Item 3, beginning in 7 seconds.
Certain countries in the world have achieved zero population growth. In addition, some countries have encountered negative population growth, or a net decrease in their population. Now, there are many explanations for these two phenomena. First of all, it's possible that there are low birth rates due to an imbalance in the population's age-sex structure. Low birth rates might also be attributable to governmental policy that attempts to control the population. Policies that restrict the number of children a family can have, for example. Another possible reason for these types of demographic changes might be unnaturally high death rates. In the case of a disease epidemic or a natural disaster. Finally, migration is another factor in demographic attrition, because in any population, a certain amount of people may decide to emigrate or move to a different country.
Item 4, beginning in 7 seconds.
Antarctica is a mysterious and resilient continent that is often forgotten by virtue of its geographical location. We now know that more than 99% of the land is completely covered by snow and ice, making Antarctica the coldest continent on this planet. This inhospitable climate has, not surprisingly, brought about the adaptation of a plethora of plants and biological organisms present on the continent. An investigation into the sedimentary geological formations provides testimony to the process of adaptation. Sediments recovered from the bottom of Antarctic lakes, as well as bacteria discovered in ice, have revealed the history of climate change over the past 10,000 years. Containing nearly 70% of the world's fresh water supply, Antarctica plays a crucial role in the world's ecosphere. Therefore, the Antarctic is also a key factor in current global climate change. On its surface, it possesses a 4-kilometer-thick ice sheet. This mammoth sheet of ice atrophies because of year-round melting at its base, as well as the loss of ice due to the formation of icebergs. However, the ice sheet is also perpetually replenished by snowfall and frost. At present, two methodologies are employed to measure the size of the ice sheet.
Item 5, beginning in 7 seconds.
As we all know, the genetic characteristics of any organism are present in its DNA. So DNA is the genetic material found in each and every living cell. These form a genetic code and are formed from long molecules like chains. And these DNA chains consist of four separate components called nucleotides. Okay, that's a bit of a difficult term. I better put that one on the board. Nucleotides. It's the order of these nucleotides on the DNA chain that determines the reproductive information for the cells.
Item 6, beginning in 7 seconds.
I can't reveal any information about what's going to be covered on the end of semester test, but I can tell you that it's a comprehensive test. When a student has a medical condition, it is considered to be an extenuating circumstance, so we can excuse your absence. We'll also have to give you more leeway. about your homework, and so on. As I said, I really can't give precise details about the final exam, but I would emphasize again that it is a comprehensive test, so anything we have talked about in class can be included on the final exam. There was a 300-word personal response piece that's due next Tuesday, but if you can give me a note from your doctor as evidence, I can give you a 2-week extension. Now, here are the copies of the PowerPoint slides. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Item 7. Beginning in 10 seconds.
When scholars attempt to decipher an unknown language, they have two main methods. The first method is the bilingual approach, in which the unknown text is placed alongside a copy of the text in a known language. The second method is to focus on the use of proper names in a text. Scholars sometimes know the names of kings and other rulers in the unknown language. Therefore, the second method can be effective, even though those who carry out the investigation are not familiar with the majority of the words from the language. Accordingly, scholars usually attempt either the bilingual approach or the proper names approach when trying to unlock the secrets of an unknown language.
Item 8. Beginning in 10 seconds.
Bicycling is an excellent way to exercise, see the natural world, and reduce your carbon footprint. However, bicyclists face many hazards, especially when they share the road with vehicles. Injuries can and do happen, even on a designated cycling path. The number of deaths from bicycle incidents increased 30% from 2010 to the present. Of these bicyclist deaths, 70% involved motor vehicles. There are now approximately 80 million bicyclists on the road with motorized vehicles. So it is of paramount importance that bicyclists take safety precautions to protect themselves. Cyclists would be imprudent not to check their equipment before setting out on any bike ride or journey. The seat should be adjusted and locked in place. It is best to have a rear-view mirror, a horn or bell, and reflectors on the seat, front, pedals, and spokes. When riding after dark, a bright headlight is also recommended. The helmet is often worn incorrectly, thereby offering inadequate protection. It should be adjusted until it fits snugly on the head. Position the sizing pad so that the helmet fits properly. Then place the helmet level on your head, covering the forehead and not tipped backward or forward.
Item 9. Beginning in 5 seconds.
First of all, it is interesting to note that a very significant proportion of this structure was prefabricated. In other words, the building was designed so that it had many pre-built parts that were not constructed on site. This prefabrication made the project a truly international effort. The windows were manufactured in Austria, the exterior walls were fabricated in the United States, the toilets and air conditioning were made in Japan, and many of the other components came from Germany. The prefabrication also had the advantage of making the construction more efficient, as well as minimizing the intrusion and inconvenience to a great many people who continued to work in other buildings near the site.
Item 10, beginning in 5 seconds.
In meiosis, the number of chromosomes in a cell is halved. The daughter cells receive only one chromosome from each pair of chromosomes. So chromosomes which occur naturally in pairs are separated from their other half during meiosis. The essential principle of meiosis is that it consists of two divisions of the cell nucleus, resulting in four cells that contain only one individual chromosome. So after meiosis is complete, each cell contains only one half of the number of chromosomes of the original cell. Meiosis actually consists of two successive divisions. First of all, the parent cell splits in two. During the first meiotic division, the chromosomes line up together. After the chromosomes line up, they separate and go to different cells. During the second meiotic division, the products of the first division split into two again. So, after the second meiotic division, there are a total of four daughter cells. Each of the daughter cells is genetically different.
Item 11, beginning in 7 seconds.
Fresh food is far better than processed food. Packaged food often contains chemicals such as additives to enhance the color of the food, or preservatives that give the food a longer life. These chemicals aren't good for your health for a number of reasons. First of all, they aren't natural, and may perhaps be linked to disease in the long term. And in addition, they may block the body's ability to absorb energy and nutrients from food, with nutrients being the essential vitamins and minerals that are required.
Item 12, beginning in 7 seconds.
The security guard reported that the burglary was apparently planned. He told the police that a piece of tape had been placed over a lock in a door leading to the headquarters in order to keep the door open. The police also discovered that the men were wearing gloves, and that they had filled their pockets with sequentially numbered $100 bills. Most importantly, the men were carrying burglary tools. Even though a ringleader was not named, the police later confirmed that the men were part of a professional ring. The police reported that nothing was stolen, and it was evident that the men had chosen the offices because they were searching for specific documents. It is also known that the men were attempting to repair a bug, which is a secret telephone listening device, that they had installed 3 weeks before.
Item 13, beginning in 10 seconds.
This lecture provides examples of differentiated cells in plants and animals, as well as details about their shape and functions. Palisade cells are found on the top side of the leaves of plants, full of chloroplasts which help the process of photosynthesis. Root hair cells in plants are long and thin. They increase the surface area of the root of the plant, helping with the absorption of water and minerals. As far as animal cells, ciliated cells are small, hair-like structures that are found in the respiratory system. They help to filter the air and to move mucus. Nerve cells are made up of long fibers. Impulses travel along the fibers to the brain.
Item 14, beginning in 10 seconds.
The tradition of music in the Western world, in other words, music as we know it today, originated in the genre of chanting, Prior to the 13th century, chant was the dominant mode of music. Notably, chanting was a monophonic form of music. Now, monophonic. Let's have a look at that word. Mono is from a Greek word. It means one thing, alone, or by itself. Phonic is also Greek in origin, and it means sound. So, monophonic music consists of only one sound or voice that is combined in various notes in a series. Polyphonic music appeared in the 15th century during the Renaissance period. In contrast to monophonic music, polyphonic music consists of more than one voice or instrument, and it combines the notes from the different sources together simultaneously. As polyphony developed, musical traditions began to change, and this meant that music began to rely on a greater range of voices.
Item 15, beginning in 10 seconds.
Your professor is ill today, so class is cancelled for today and tomorrow.
Item 16.
All international students must have an interview to get a degree in English.
Item 17.
Any student who copies essays from the internet will receive a mark of 0.
That is the end of the practice listening test.